Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Now thank we all our God. Colossians 3:17, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. The following information on Martin Rinkart was gathered by Greg Shear. Martin Rinkart, 1586-1649, the author of today's hymn, was the Bishop of Ellenburg, Germany, during the Thirty Years' War. Since Ellenburg was a walled city, it became a place of refuge for fugitives of the war, and also a place of famine and disease due to overcrowding. In 1637, at the height of their misery, Rinkart was the only clergyman left in the city who could perform the 40 or 50 necessary burial services daily, one of which was for his wife. As if that weren't enough, the city was sacked three times by invaders, one of which imposed a large tribute payment upon the people. During this time, Rinkart managed to find the time to write 7 dramas and 66 hymns. The hymn, Nun Docket Alle Gott, was originally titled Tisch Gebetlin, or A Little Prayer Before the Meal. This humble prayer of thanksgiving is laid out simply and beautifully in the first verse, but it's the next two verses that expand the hymn's focus and have given it its lasting appeal. You can see the 30 years' war pressing on his mind in verse 2. And keep us in His grace, and guide us when perplexed, and free us from all ills in this world and the next. After a verse of thanks and a verse that asks for strength during the trials of life, he ends with a paraphrase of the doxology, as if to say, "The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. May the name of the Lord be praised." Now thank we all our God. Now thank we all our God, with hearts and hands and voices, who wondrous things has done, in whom His world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still in ours today. O may this bounteous God through all our life be near us, with ever joyful hearts and blessed peace to cheer us, to keep us in His grace, and guide us when perplexed, and free us from all ills of this world in the next. All praise and thanks to God, the Father now be given, the Son and Spirit blessed, who reign in highest heaven, the one eternal God, whom heaven and earth adore, for thus it was, is now, and shall be evermore. You can watch the Now Thank We All Our God video devotional by going to gloryscapes.com/Now Thank We All Our God. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. Pastor Cecil. Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.